We're back, the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. And my gosh, it's so great to catch up with stars that, you know, everyone remembers them and how they've grown up. So I'm excited to welcome to the program Kelly Martin. We all remember her from ER and also Life Goes On. We're going to talk about Hallmark Channel's Haley Dean mystery. Kelly, thanks for calling. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's talk about, first of all, how groundbreaking as a child actor you had the opportunity to be in Life Goes On. Thinking about the story of Corky and how that really changed the landscape of television in so many ways, in my opinion.
Oh, man, it really did. Honestly, to be able to have that be kind of my first television series that I was in, and we did it for 4 years, to work with Chris Burke, who played Corky, was just an honor, and he made me laugh every day and absolutely inspired me every day. And I don't think there's any better training grounds than Life Goes On. And for what it did for families with children with Down syndrome, I actually had someone tell me on Twitter just the other day that their child, their Down syndrome child, actually went to high school and got mainstreamed as a result of their experience with Life Goes On and how they felt like it had changed people's minds. So they were brave enough to actually mainstream their son as a result of that show. I mean, that's incredible.
It's absolutely incredible, Kelly. And it's something that you say to yourself, wow, I was part of this. And then how did you luck out again to have another series being part of ER? You go from that opportunity to another groundbreaking show that people will never forget.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I definitely pinch myself every day and think, how is this my job?
Like, yeah, exactly.
As work. It's crazy. So yeah, I mean, I'm so grateful. It's definitely not lost on me. I've been doing it consistently since I was 7 years old, and it's a really fun job, and I'm grateful that it's remained fun, because I think it's not that way for everyone. I've had just a really supportive family, and now I have a really supportive family of my own, you know, my husband and kids, who let me, you know, jet off to Vancouver and do a show and then come home and be a mom. So I'm pretty grateful.
The people you've worked it with in your career for such a not short career, but as young as you are still, it's just amazing to think about the people from ER to Life Goes On of actors that you've worked with and talent. That's just blows me away.
George, like, I worked with Clooney. I mean, who gets to work with Clooney? It's amazing. I worked with Michael Landon on my first project, and I worked with Lucille Ball when I was little too. So I've met some pretty amazing people in my life.
But people have to understand, especially now, what you're working with, the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries franchise is gigantic. The fans that you have from Hallmark after the fans you've had in Life Goes On and ER, it's another amazing opportunity for you, Kelly. And I keep finding out from social media how many people are fans of the of this mystery series. It's just amazing, the movies and mysteries.
Yeah, I know. The thing about Hallmark fans is they are very loyal. And I did a show called Mystery Woman for Hallmark. We did 10 episodes of them, and people really loved that show. It kind of, you know, Hallmark reruns it constantly, and people still, even after they've seen it 3 times, they'll still watch it again, even though they know who done it. So that means a lot. And I feel like the show Haley Dean is very much in the spirit of that show. And it also is a bit reminiscent of Murder, She Wrote, and just those Columbo, like those kind of fun, not overly quick mysteries that kind of reveal themselves slowly, and that you can really kind of delve into. So this one's a lot of fun. It does feel a bit like a book, in my opinion, like a great mystery that you want to sit down with and open and, you know, read on a rainy day. It feels a lot like that.
Again, we're talking to Kelly Martin from ER and Life Goes On about the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries franchise, Haley Dean Mystery, on the Neil Haley Show. That was a mouthful for sure, Kelly. But I mean, that's the fun part of working with Hallmark is the ability how they're family focused. So it gives you, when you get these opportunities to film, you really know you're being taken care of. This is going to be a good project. It's going to all work out and get a lot of audience. So that's the great thing about working with Hallmark.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a really great company to work for. I've enjoyed it. I've been working with them for a long time, and I love it.
So now you're reunited with Chad Lowe. How cool is that with the mystery? Tell us about your character and Chad's character.
Yeah, Chad plays someone from Haley's past, someone she went to college with, who comes back into her life. And Haley's fiance was murdered in college. So Chad's character kind of comes back into her life, and she hasn't seen him since that really dark period. By the way, this is autobiographical. It's based on what actually happened to Nancy Grace in her life.
Oh, really?
Haley
wow.
became a prosecutor as a result. Yeah, as a result of her fiance being murdered. And the same goes with Nancy Grace. So anyway, so Chad's character comes back into Haley's life. And kind of together, they end up deciding to solve the mystery of her fiance's murder. So these three episodes that air in June culminate with Haley figuring out who killed her fiancé, Will. And Chad Lowe is in all three episodes, and it was a ton of fun to work with him again.
That's wild. I did not know about the Nancy Grace connection on that. And that's always like the kind of learn from my guest when I interview. But Nancy, I interviewed Nancy, and she is a sweetheart and an awesome person to work with. I mean, I was so blown away on how down to earth she is, Kelly. I mean, seriously, it's like you can have a conversation.
And I think it's interesting to know why she became a prosecutor and why she's so passionate about victims' rights. I mean, it's very personal for her.
It absolutely is, for sure. And again, this the series, it's a three-night exciting times for you, right? For sure. So tell again our listeners out there again, it's going to be on June 3rd, June 10th, and June 17th, the mystery series. Yeah, for sure.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, the series has been going on for a little while, but these three episodes are kind of a little bit of a trilogy, and they really are supposed to be watched together. So I hope people will tune in.
And what's also nice is the whole family can watch, right? That's the one thing I think that's why Hallmark's having such great success, is they're making it family-centered.
Yeah, you can sit down with your family. The mysteries have a little more edge than the romantic comedies and Christmas movies. But I let my 11-year-old watch Haley Dean, and it doesn't keep her up at night.
That's fantastic, Kelly. Any other projects going on that you want to tell our listeners about?
I work on a show called The Guest Book, which is for TBS. We did a season that aired, I guess, about 6 months ago on TBS, and I'm doing another one coming up here, and that will air probably early next year or so, or end of this year. So I'm doing that as well. And then other than that, I'm just being a mom. I've got a 2-year-old and an 11-year-old, and they are way more work than doing a television show. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Hey, I understand how tough it is, again, to be a mom, and people have to understand that. And it's amazing what you're doing, juggling that and also acting at the same time, Kelly. Best place, can we connect with you on social media and stuff that people can find more info on you, Kelly? Where can we go?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Social media, best way to connect with you, Kelly? On social media?
Oh, my social media?
Yes.
I'm on Twitter. I'm Kelly, KELLIE _Martin. And I'm on Instagram, and it's the Kelly Martin. And I'm more of a Twitter watcher as opposed to a Twitter engager. I love Instagram, though. I find Instagram to be a nice escape. I like photos. But Twitter is a little bit charged for me right now, so I don't end up posting too much.
Hey, I'm seeing this now. We're seeing the transformation of people going from Twitter over to Instagram. It's always a new thing, and and I think the pictures you like a lot, Kelly, and it's sometimes hard to understand what's Twitter talking about, and it's a little bit more positive. Instagram sometimes. Well, good talk.
Yeah, exactly. I post a lot of pictures on Instagram of my. I have like a little farm. So I post pictures of my 2-year-old with the goats and things like that. So it's the opposite of lots of the stuff that's happening on Twitter right now.
Well, it was great catching up, Kelly. Best of luck. And anytime, you're welcome to come back on the show to tell us what your latest projects are. So thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.